Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simin Tuf Samach Zayin. We're already halfway down the Omud. We did all of Sif Beis yesterday, and now we begin Sif Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Chitim Shebo Besvina. If you have wheat that came in a boat, so in the boat they may have gotten wet. So Imhem Yevei Shos Vekashos V'lo Nishtano Marayen. If, however, they look dry and they're hard, and it doesn't look they've changed their appearance from when they originally went before they got on the boat, so then Achzuke Isura Lo Mechaskina. We do not presume over here that an Isser occurred. We have no evidence that an Isser occurred. They look perfectly good. We have no evidence that they've changed their appearance or their likelihood of being Chameitz. So just because they're on a boat, we don't presume that they became awesome. That's what the Mechaber tells us. Let's look inside this in the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Katan Yud Beis for more details. So it says that they were Yaveshos for Koshos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and we call Makom, Im Yadua Shabbat Le'amayim. That's when you don't know that there's any water on them. But if you do know that there was water on them, then Yesh Lesara As we've learned previously, if it's been immersed in water, you know that it became wet, then you have to presume the worst, and you have to assume that it became chametz. Siv Katan Yud Gimel, the lo nishtana marison, if there is no change in their appearance, and you don't know that the water came on them, then it is good. But if it did change its appearance, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Oshem lachos, or they're moist, then obviously, Osir afilu lashosa. Not only can't you eat them, you're not allowed to own them. You're not allowed to keep them in your possession on Pesach. You have to sell them or get rid of them or destroy them. The Chavetz Chaim says in the Shaar HaTzion, Oschof Aleph, that this is brought down from the Torah in the name of the Bahag, Bal Halachos Gedolos. It's also brought down the Chok Yaakov. He adds from the Prima Godim that this is talking davko chitim shobo besvina. This is only talking about the wheat that came on a boat. Here, machmirinon binishtana mariso. Here you have to be concerned that if its appearance changed, that it became chometz. However, avostam chitim that didn't go on a boat, one has the right to say, yesh lomar deshari bechilu, you can actually not only keep it on Pesach, but actually eat it on Pesach, even though it's changed its appearance, kisha ein lo achem, as long as you have no other grains, no other wheat, then you can use this. If you have others, you should use the others. But here, since we don't have a likelihood, since it wasn't on a boat, that it was in fact chametz, so just because it changes appearance, that could be natural and has nothing to do with becoming chametz. Siv Katan Yud Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, because we don't presume an isser occurred over here without any evidence, wrote Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us, according to Mishnah Berurah, ubevadei lo bo alei amayim. We're talking about when we know for a fact that water didn't come on them. Then, umutra afilu bachila. Not only can you keep it, as we said, but you're even allowed to go and eat it in that situation. Deir Shu footnote number 16 does bring down, however, ulam, to use this for mitzvah matzah, to use this at the Leil Seder, and biyotzei the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach, on the night of the Seder, there we've already learned previously, and it's found again over here in the Chassam Sofer, she'en l'shtamish b'em. You can't use this because it's not shmura matzah. It wasn't appropriately watched, even though it may not be chometz. And he says one shouldn't use this to fulfill their eating of the kedayis of matzah on the night of Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Ayin in the Sefer Beis Meir Shikosa." The Beis Meir writes, "The calls there Ma'ariv Meosan Hasvino Shachitim Unochem Alalio Shebeem Tzasvina." We're talking here when it went on a boat where the grains, the wheat, is kept in some sort of an attic on the boat, in the middle of the boat. Then Hachitim Boyim Lusol Chamayim Mashatachtes Hasvina Shoeves, and they certainly don't get moist from the boat itself. In the bottom of the boat, there often is water, as we'll see in a moment. So these are the types of boats where there is no water that's getting onto these grains for certain. And likewise, it's above the surface level of the water, and it's in the middle of the boat with a tarp on top of it, some sort of cover on top of it, and therefore it doesn't get wet from below, and it doesn't get wet from above. As opposed to in a boat, Masha'en came besvino shakorin kanin, and you have a boat, and we'll say that's something that is more like a canoe, something that is much more over here likely that it gets the grains, the wheat inside of it wet. Shetachtis hasvina, the bottom of the boat, yodua shetomid himole mayim, the bottom of the boat, like in a canoe, is always wet. Vachitim shekuyim b'mayim, and the chitim, the wheat stalks over here, are definitely in the water. And even on there on the top, there are holes in the top over here that it definitely became wet from the rain during the trip. V'gam kishamalochim magbiin tomid hamishotos min hamayim. And likewise, when the sailors over here lift up the oars over here from the boat, they're spritzing the grain. L'holich hasvina, when they're using the oars to row the boat, bivadei nitaz alei manor, the water, as the oar goes into the water and comes out of the water, it splashes over here on this wheat, b'chol tzdadei hasvina, and goes all over the sides of the boat and onto the wheat. Therefore, alkein lechatchila bivadei osur liknos osur chit lepesach b'chogavnei. When you're dealing with this type of a boat, you have to presume that they did in fact get wet, and therefore you can't buy this wheat for use on Pesach. However, ubidiyavet, after the fact, b'makom hefsid meruba, you're the owner of this wheat, and it's going to be a tremendous loss for you. Maybe ev shahoy lohokel, then you could be makel over here. You don't have to be concerned that the water from the top definitely made it chomet. So mashinitas lemen amishotos, or the water that splashed on them from the oars, that it became definitely chomets. Because maybe we could say, b'di'evit, because of financial distress, dulaihu rak zlifa mu'etis, because maybe only a small amount of water got on it. We learned previously that there are opinions that hold that a small amount of water doesn't necessarily make it chomets. And we see this in Dirshu footnote number 17. He says, the das of the Yireim, shetam achiluk ben chitim shetovu shasuros, afa pishen koshos, the difference between the grains, the wheat that got immersed over here. And even though it's hard, it hasn't changed its appearance. It hasn't been nisbaka. We say that it's osur, as opposed to the chitim that just got a little bit moistened, that they're not necessary osur unless they're split or near splitting. He says the difference is shalasisa nasase de zilif matmayim. The moistening over here of these wheat kernels was only because of a little bit of water. But the chitim that was sunk in the boat, so nishu b'mayim, they're really soaking in water, and that's the difference. And he says, even though the Shulchan Aruch stam didn't make any such distinction, nevertheless, b'di'evit b'mokam hefzad meruba, after the fact, under extenuating circumstances, the base may arise, efshol l'smoch al daito. You can rely upon his opinion over here, because there is halachic status over here to say at least b'di'evit should be good under loss, a great financial loss. The Mishnah continues and he says, "Omnom mipnei sheyodua shachitim hamunochim b'tachtas hasvina sheshom yesh mayim tomid." However, the grains are on the bottom of the boat, not the ones that are splashed by the oars, or maybe they got wet from the rain. Those, maybe they didn't get so wet, but the ones in the bottom of the boat, they definitely got wet. They definitely were soaking in the water for a long period of time. Elisha Atin is not, albeit now they've been dried up. Nevertheless, the Hemasur Bafilun is Baku. They are considered chomets and also even if they haven't split. And therefore, what should you do? Bakin Sarh Durisham and Asochrim Abikim Imyadulem Sheishishim Bachitim Shalomalu Negat Mashatis Asvina. Therefore, you have to go and ask expert merchandisers over here, the ones that own this, that know this business, and ask them, is it likely that there's at least 60 against the stuff that got wet in the bottom above it? And then Mutu Bidyevid Lochlum Pesach, and then one would be able to go and eat this on Pesach. Why is that? So Dirshu footnote number 18 explains. In this situation, we're talking shetochanu asachitim kolam Pesach. They were all ground up together, and now it's after the fact. What should you do? You can therefore assume, if they tell you that there was 60 of good grain against the one amount, the portion that was wet, so then you have more than 60 against it, and this is a mixture of lach b'lach. Lach b'lach, as we said, is eino chozer v'nir. So it was bottled before Pesach, and therefore the kemach isn't chozer v'nir on Pesach. But if they didn't grind it up, so then it's yovish v'yovish. It's a tamuvis. It's a mixture that is not going to be bottled on Pesach. It's going to be chozer v'nir, and therefore you couldn't use it. And therefore the psach is like the Ramah said, in this situation you can't use it. Similarly, if somebody didn't select out the chitim that were moistened and started to sprout from the wheat that did not sprout, so after the fact we said, im yeshishim kineged elu shetzomcho heinim mutaros. Even the Ramah says, if you ground them up, so then you can rely upon the fact that it's lach b'lach, and it is considered not going to be chos of an ear, and it was bought before Pesach. And the Mishmur adds, medubra of ofer shetochim kodem a Pesach. The Ramah is only talking about where you ground it up before Pesach, because then it's lach b'lach, in a chos of an ear. But if they weren't ground up, the same thing, it's yovish for yovish, and it's considered chos of an ear of Pesach, as we've already explained many times. Furthermore, b'tama dovish l'tchina sachita v'asiyosam miyovish l'lach einu nechsheves kebitel l'salach atchila. Why do we say you're allowed to do this? You shouldn't be allowed to do this because you're mavatel the isser. There's isser over here now, not yet right now, but it will become isser on Pesach. So therefore, why don't we say that you, when you're adding the additional good grain over here and grinding it up, you're mevatelis l'chachila. So the Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim, already explained previously the name of the tour, because your kavana isn't to grind up and be mevatel the yisr, your kavana is to grind it up. And it just so happens that you're also being mevatel over here the yisr, therefore it's not called mevatelin yisr l'chachila, because right now it's heter gomer. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over there as well, Shabal Nefesh Yachmir Lochush Ludasa Poskim Shekemach Bekemach Nechshav Tarovish Yovish Vyovish Vyofa Matzos Meakemach Lame Pesach. He says there is a concern over here that not everybody says that the flour is not Chozev Nir. Therefore, you should definitely bake it before Pesach. And in this way, everybody would agree that it's not Chozev Nir. The Mishnah Berurah concluded and said that we said you can rely upon the base mayor, but the Eved is only if you have 60 against it. But if you don't have 60 against it, then Afilu but the Eved, it's going to be a problem. Ayin Shum and Dishu footnote number 19 tells us that there we said the din is Mahadin Kishaloya do and Yeshishim Kineged Osan Shibatah Zasin. If you don't know if there's 60 against it, it's not sure what to do in that situation. But if it's in these canon types of canoe type of boats, then definitely there's not 60 against it. And he says, "Im yodua sheishishim kineged achitim shevetachtes asvina ein l'shtamish v'chidim elon l'shem mitzvus matzah." He says, even if you want to say it's not chametz, you certainly shouldn't use it. Again, we said previously in the name of Chassam Sofer and others that it wasn't really shmuru matzah. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, "Shana shirabu gishamim in a rainy year, v'yardu al areimo shevesados and on the bundles that are in the field of wheat, the rain comes down on them." And some of them, Achu Kitsos Mihashibalim Shal Haremos Malim Smochim. Some of these bundles have already been cut from the ground, and some of them are starting to sprout. So is this considered chometz or not? So in Choshishim, Listam Chitim Shaloso Shana. You don't have to be concerned that any of these chitim became chometz, and therefore Stam Chitim for that whole year, you're allowed to, what that weren't Mitsumachos, you're allowed to presume that they're good. And you can't say, well, since some are Mitsumachos, some sprouted, and that's a concern of chometz, so then all of them are a concern of chometz. No, that's not the case. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Tetzvav. Kol she'ein ro'en ben simen chimutz. As long as you don't see that there is any evidence of chimutz, then one can presume that all the grains are not chametz. L'fish olchem achar rov, v'ein arov machmitzim. Because the majority, the vast majority of them, don't have these sprouts on them, and therefore the vast majority aren't chametz. Ay, v'af oson aremos shero'inu shenoflo aleim g'shamim. Even those bundles of wheat that had rain fall on them after they were cut, Tolin Lahaka, one is allowed to assume the best case scenario, and it can be Mako, because number one, Shemelo Nichlisu Agashamim, Ela Bishibalam El Yonim, Avalo Bibetan Arema. Because number one, the rains probably didn't get into the inner ones, and only maybe came upon the top ones. And number two, Vim Timsiloma Nichlisu, and even if they did get in to the middle ones, Shemelo Hispiku Lachmetz, maybe they didn't become Chametz. And therefore, it's like a Svek Svek over here, and Dershu footnote number 20 reminds us, V'chein HaShibolim HaYono, She'ein Behem HaLasafik Echad, the top ones is not a Svek Sveka, it's just did they or did they not become Chametz, so the Levush writes that they're Osir. However, the Prima Gadim says, after he brings the words of Levush, that maybe Tzorech Liladina. But certainly, the ones in the middle, where you have the Svek Sveka, they're okay. Mikomakum, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Roa Behachitim Shuva Lafon of Sheesh Behem Mitzumachim, if you see in the grains, the wheats that they do bring to you, that there are in fact some that are sprouted, then Gam HaMechaber Modeh Detzorech Livdok Im Yesham Shishim Negdom. Then you have to go and check, even according to the Mechaber, that there's at least 60 against those that have the sprouts. Dershu footnote number 21 brings down, Sak Shinim Tzubo Shalosh Shchitim Mitzumachos, if you have a sack that has three wheat inside of it that sprouted. So the Mogen Avraham writes, as well as the Nishmas Adam, Shari Zebechal Chitim Sheesh Bemetzumachos. Then this is all considered wheat that has sprouted. And therefore, Vetzrichos Bedikah, you have to check it out. How do you check it out? So Dershu footnote number 22 tells us from the Nishmas Adam as well, Shein Tzorch Livdokes Kolachitim. You don't have to check out every single kernel of wheat. Elo Dai Sheikach Kemos Misuyomos Shelchitim. You take a certain amount of the wheat. And that wheat that has some mitzumachos, you see, and you take a bundle of that there's 60 against it, and you do that three times, that's enough. On the other hand, the Chassam Sofer says he's not sure that that's adequate, or maybe you have to check out all the chitim. And Rav Azaz Zatzal in the Beis Halevi brings down, he was makbid, you have to check each and every grain of wheat. On the other hand, in Eretz Yisrael, where the rains aren't so common during the times of the harvest, so the opinion of the Brisker Rav, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, Zatzal, Shelo Livdok Oson Achasach, is enough to check each one, Ela Chofon Chofon. You just have to take a bundle of them, and if there are 60 against it, then it's fine. If you checked one sock And you didn't have 60 against the Mitzumachos, so the Das Torah says that doesn't mean that every other group is the same thing. But you can check each sack, and each sack is going to be different. We don't presume that one sack is representative of all the others, because maybe the sack that you checked happened to have all the shibalim that were on the top and that got wet. On the other hand, the Bofen She'ein Shishim, Haim Roy, Arashoy, Lohosiv, Chitim, Shenu Chomix, Kedei Shiu, Ashishim, Kenega, Mitzumachos, can you add additional grains if you don't have 60 to 1? So the Mishnah Berurah said that in this situation, that there are those that hold that this isn't called Mevatl Issa L'chatrila, because Hov, Adayin Lo Gizman Issa, because it's not Usser at this point. Visharova Poskim Osum. However, the majority of the Poskim disagree and say that it is called Vatal Issa L'chatrila because you're planning on using it on Pesach. So therefore, your sole purpose over here of any of the additional wheat is to be Mevatal Issa. As opposed to before when you said it was ground up, your purpose was to grind it up. Here, your purpose is to Mevatal the Issa that will eventually come. So many Poskim say that we view it as if you're Mevatal Issa L'chatrila right now. Finally, im lo bodku im yesh bem shishim v'tochnos achitim. We've already said previously, if they didn't go and check and they ground it up, so then nishmas adam is mistopic in makev water. Here we don't know, was it 60 against it or not? If there was 60 against it and you ground it up, then you're okay. But if you don't know, he's left with a tzarech ir. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Upshito kishem olichin achitim limkar." When you're going to sell this grain over here, "Dagishom yordim alasakim achasakim at kulo shar b'mayim v'gam achitim nislach lechu." If you're selling such wheat in sacks that are rained upon and they're really soaking wet, and the wheat is certainly moist, so then asur midina Pesach, you absolutely can't use this on Pesach. Shari hori yuso nigla leinai, because it's clear to the eye that there's a high potential likelihood that they're chametz. So what should you do in this situation? Utzricha lahazir azeh, you have to be very careful over here and warn ki amochrim ein makpidim azeh, because many of the people that sell this aren't makpid on it. Ki ruben ein b'nei tar, because they're not necessarily erlicha from yidden. And likewise, you have to tell the sellers of wheat, especially in the rainy years, or in situations where the sacks got water on them, that you have to presume that they're chametz and you have to sell it like it was chametz. And you can't sell it after the zman of the Isser. Finally, the Shabur Sivkan Tezayin says that in a regular rainy year, you don't have to be concerned that most of the wheat is mitzumachos, even if some of them are. He brings down Kosher Bishar Knesset Gedola, Haloch Lamaisa, Shehitir Liknos Chitim LePesach Avshayu Netzarim Beboros. It says you're allowed to even go and purchase wheat for usage on Pesach, even if it was in pits. As long as you haven't seen them having a physical change, we don't have to presume that they were wet in the pit and that they were machritz. The einon lachos, as long as they're not moist, the tiku ha'achronim, and the achronim brought down this kinesis like dola that was mako lehalocha. With this, we conclude today's shir.